சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்யமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்யபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 3.
ஞான பதார்த்தௌ த்வௌ ஆத்மனோ பந்த மோக்திதௌ ஞானம் முக்திர் நிபந்தோன்யது இதி வேதாந்த டிண்டிமஹ.
ஆச்சாரிய நிருசிம்ஹ சரஸ்வதி தீர்த்தா பிரசன்டிங் த வேதாந்திக் டிக்ளரேஷன்ஸ் in the form of these shlokas, the verses. In every shloka he used the word iti vedanta dindimaha. Thus the Vedic statements declare or proclaim or announce loudly. We can call it as Vedanta Bheri, Ghosha, making a loud announcement. The entire Vedic teaching is not Vedanta Dindima. Even though entire Veda is important, it is a Pramanam for us. But in this Vedanta Dindima, the Acharya takes the highlights of the Vedanta. Vedanta Dindima means the highlights of Vedanta, the tatparyam of Vedanta, that statement which is the culmination of the Vedic teaching. That is why it is called Dindiman. The penultimate, the ultimate teaching, we call it as Dindimahan. That much significance is there for the teaching. So in the third sloka, we were seeing in the last class, Jnana Ajnana Padarthau Dvau. There are two entities. Dvau means two. Padarthau means two entities. Two things are there. What are they? Jnana Ajnana. Jnanam means knowledge. Ajnanam means ignorance. What knowledge here Acharya is keeping in his mind? It is not a materialistic knowledge, not aparavidya. That is also a knowledge only. Computer science knowledge, physics knowledge, chemistry knowledge, that is also called jnanam. That is aparavidya. Here we are talking about paravidya, atma jnanam. Atma jnanam means what jnanam? Aham atma brahma. I am brahman. Which Brahman is Satyam Brahma, Jnanam Brahma, Anantam Brahma. Such Brahman I am not this body mind complex. This is called Paravidya. This is called Paravidya, supreme knowledge. In Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter also one word comes, jnanam. That jnanam means values. Why Lord Krishna called those values as jnanam? By following which values one attains jnanam? Therefore there values are all called jnanam. But here jnanam means atma vidya. Another name for jnanam is vidya, knowledge. Another name for jnanam is samyak jnanam. Samyak jnanam is right knowledge. Jnanam is of two types. Knowledge is of two types. Right knowledge, wrong knowledge. Wrong knowledge is also a knowledge. So we are talking about right knowledge, samyak jnanam. Right knowledge is called pramajnanam. Wrong knowledge is called brahmajnanam. Right knowledge is called pramajnanam. That knowledge which is born out of a pramanam, a valid pramanam, and a knowledge which is born of pramanam only, sometimes because of your the weak pramanam, you get brahmajnanam. So therefore we are talking about samyak jnanam, pramarupa jnanam, that is which gives mukti. Acharya says, what do you mean by jnanam? Self-knowledge is that knowledge which gives mukti. Muktidau, he says, bandha muktidau. He is giving the definition. What is jnanam? A right knowledge is that which gives liberation, is called right knowledge. The definition of jnanam. Computer knowledge, physics knowledge, any other knowledge cannot give liberation. So right knowledge is that which gives liberation, mukti. Mukti means liberation. What about ajnanam? Quite opposite to jnanam. Mithya jnanam, brahma jnanam. Mithya. Ajnanam means ignorance. What is it gives, what it produces? The karyam of ignorance is what? Bandha. Bandha means bondage. Bondage means insecurity, unhappiness, limitation, birth and death cycle. That is called bandha, bondage. There is no freedom. You are bound. You are limited. By which? Ignorance. Ignorance is that which keeps you always in limitation, bondage. That is why knowledge is compared to light. Deepak Jyoti Param Brahma. They compare knowledge as light. Jnana Jyoti, they say. What is the connection between Jnanam and Jyoti? There is a connection. Connection in the sense, a light is that in whose presence things are known clearly. A light is that in whose presence things are known clearly. So what? If things are known clearly, you can do your activities, duties properly without hitting your head, anything. Without getting hurt, you can do your duties properly, your function. Correct? In pitch darkness, suppose. In pitch darkness in the room, what you can do? You cannot do anything. No knowledge is takes place. You cannot know about anything. That is why when current off, you see how much problem we face. So we sit where we are. We don't want to move. You cannot do anything and you cannot do properly. your all duties, functions are obstructed in darkness. Similarly, when you do not know your real nature, when you do not know your real nature, jnana jyoti is not there, life is also miserable. Your roles you cannot play properly. Mother role, brother role, sister role, even guru role, shishya role, you can never play your roles properly, comfortably, if you do not know your real nature. On the other hand, the roles become burdensome. It's a burden. It is a drudgery, you know. Always you feel some strain in your mind because lack of knowledge about real nature. Aham satyam brahma, jnanam brahma, anantam brahma. Instead of saying this, what I am saying, I am ordinary housewife, I am ordinary householder, I am ordinary mother, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, I am saying. Because of this ignorance. Bandhaha. Therefore, jnana ajnana padarthau dvau atmanaha bandha muktidau. Bandha and mukti, liberation and bondage, for whom? Not for your family members. If you have ajnanam, if you have jnanam, you are only the beneficiary and the loser. If you don't have jnanam, you are the loser. If you have jnanam, you are the beneficiary. Okay, so not the family members. Of course, they also be benefited. If you are a jnani, they are also benefited. That is secondary. But the first primary benefit you are only going to get. Atmanaha, na one's own. For one's own bondage, for one's own liberation, what are the cause here? Na? Jnanam and ajnanam. That's all. Then what? Jnanam muktihi anyat nirbandhahana. Jnanam alone is called mukti. Since it gives mukti, therefore jnanam can be called mukti. Liberation. Here jnanam means atma jnanam. Self-knowledge. Anyat means ajnanam. Other than jnanam, what is there? Ajnanam. Ajnanam is called nirbandhaha. First line he says, bandhaha. Nirbandhaha. Nishchayena bandhaha. So, doubtlessly you are bound. Your freedom is obstructed. Your ananda is obstructed. Your peace is obstructed. Your security is obstructed. You can never be happy in ignorance. I am very happy with my ignorance. Any one of us can say like that. Not only Atma Jnanam. Atma Ajnanam alone is not that. Even any other Ajnanam also we are not happy, no? Any ignorance, I don't know this, I don't know that, I don't know this, we are always unhappy. What to talk of Atma Ajnanam? Small, worldly, materialistic ignorance itself you cannot withstand. There is lot of pressure inside. What about self-ignorance? That is the biggest problem for human suffering. Atma ajnanam, lack of self-knowledge, is the cause for suffering. That's what he says. Jnanam itself can be called as mukti. Ajnanam itself can be called as nirbandhaha. Iti Vedanta dindimaha. So, tameva viditva ativrutyumeti Svetashvatara Upanishad says, asurya namate lokaha Ishavasya Upanishad. Similarly, Mundaka Upanishad also, Anishaya Shochati Mushyamanaha Yer Vasuparna Sayujatakaya Samane Vrikshe Parishastrajate Kayoranya Sipalam Swadu Atti அனஷ்ணன் அன்யோ அபிஷாக சீதி. சோ கேர் ஆஃப் ஆல் தோஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு சீ. அவித்யாயாம் அந்தரே வர்த்தமானாஹ ஸ்வயம் தீரா பண்டிதம் அன்யமானாஹ. பீயிங் இன் இக்னரன்ஸ் தே திங்க் வி ஆர் இன்டெலிஜென்ட். அவித்யாயாம் வர்த்தமானாஹ அந்தரே வர்த்தமானாஹ. உபனிஷத் ஆல்வேஸ் கிரிட்டிசைஸ் தி இக்னரன்ஸ், நோ தி இக்னரன்ட் பீப்பிள். உபனிஷத் ஆல்வேஸ் பிரைஸ் தி வைஸ் பீப்பிள். Up to here we saw in the last class. Now the next shloka, number 4.
Gnatrujnaya padarthau dvau. Bhasya bhasaka lakshanau. ஞாதா ப்ரஹ்ம ஜகத்ஞேயம் ஜக்ஞேயம் இதி வேதாந்த ரிந்திமஹ.
ஹியர் ஆச்சார்ய டேக்கிங் அனதர் பெயர் ஞாத்ர ஜ்ஞேய பதார்த்தௌ த்வௌ. பதார்த்தௌ, there are two entities, padarthau dvau. What are they? Jnatru jneya. Jnatru means jnata, the knower. Jneya means the known object, knower and known. In the previous second shloka he said bhokta bhojyam bhoktru bhogyattu bhogyatva lakshanam. In second shloka first line same bhokta and bhogyam are presented in different way. Now jnata and jneyam, whatever is bhokta, that bhokta alone is jnata. Bhokta means enjoyer, jnata means knower, bhogya means that objective world, jneyam also objective world, that which is known by the knower. Rukarantaha kumlingaha jnatru shabdha jnata, knower, experiencer. Jnayam is whatever is knowable, known by the knower. Jnayam padarthau dvau. The entire universe, there are only two things, knower and known, experiencer and experienced. So these two are bhasya bhasaka lakshanau. What is the lakshanam, nature of this jnata? Bhasakaha, the revealer, the revealer, the illuminator. Bhasakaha. What about jnayam? Bhasyam, illumined, revealed. Illumined or revealed is called bhasyam. Bhāsayati iti bhāsakaha. The revealer is known as viṣayī. Viṣayī reveals the viṣayaha. Viṣayaha means object. So jnāta lakṣaṇam is bhāsakaha, the revealer, the knower. And the object is revealed by the revealer. What he reveals, bhasyam, that which is revealed. Revealed means illumined. This clip you see is revealed, illumined. Don't think illumined means it is giving light. Illumined means what? You know this clip, that's all. therefore you are bhasakaha of the bhashyam clip. Correct? You are the bhasakaha, the revealer of the bhashyam clip. So what sambandha you have got with the clip? Bhasaka bhashya sambandha. Revealer, revealed, sambandha. Experiencer, experienced, sambandha. Bhokta, bhogya sambandha. Illuminator and illumined, sambandha. Relation. So with everything we have got relation like this. Every object. So, bhasya bhasaka lakshanau. So what? You see this jnata, bhasakaha, brahma. The revealer, the illuminator, is none other than brahma. Right properly, not brahma, but brahma. Brahma. Jnata, brahma. Second light. Jnata, brahma. Who is jnata? Don't see here and there. The knower. Who is the knower? I am the knower. I am the knower of mic. I am the knower of clip. I am knower of the book. I am knower of the light. I am knower of the fan. I am knower of everything. Therefore, what Acharya is telling here? That knower is Brahma. Therefore, what you have to say? I, the Brahman, am the knower of clip. I have to say that I am Brahma. I am that Brahman. What about other? Jnayam jagatu iti. What left out other than me? Other than knower, everything is known. Therefore, that is called jagat. Jagat is called jnayam, known object. Because it is known by you, experienced by you, observed by you. Therefore, it is called jagat, jnayam, jnatra jnayam. Iti vedanta dindimaha. Now, what is the corollary of this shloka? Very simple. Shloka is simple. But, what is the tatparyam? Jnata is Brahma, when Upanishad says, the knower is Brahman. Brahman is Satyam. Brahman is Satyam. When Brahman is Satyam, who am I? I am Satyam. I am the truth. Capital T. I am the truth. Brahman Satyam. What about Jagat, Jnayam, Jagat? Since I am Satyam Brahma, I am the only Satyam, other than me, everything is Mithya, unreal. Jagat, Mithya, Jnayatvat, Drishyatvat, Ghatavat. It is Mithya, unreal. Jatu Trikale Tishthati Iti Sat Sat. I am Brahman, real entity. So everything is mithya. Drishyam. Yatu yatu drishyam. Drishyam or jnayam. Tatu tatu mithya. This is the vyapti. Generalization. Whatever is drishyam is mithya, unreal. Who is seeing that? Who is knowing that is also mithya? No, satyam. Now world is? What about body? Because you are the knower of the body. Body comes under known object. So I have to apply the same law. Whatever is known by me is comes under objective category. That is not satyam. Since I am observing my body, illumining my body, I am bhasakaha, body is bhasyam, revealed. Therefore, body comes under what? மித்யா அன்ரியல் லோவர் ஆர்டர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி அர்த்தம் வியாபகாரிக சத்தியம். வாட் அபவுட் மைண்ட்? மைண்ட் ஆல்சோ ஐ ஆம் த ரிவீலர் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட், ஐ ஆம் த நோவர் ஆஃப் மை மைண்ட். வாட் மைண்ட்? சேட் மைண்ட், பிளசன்ட் மைண்ட், ஹாப்பி மைண்ட், ஹாப்பியர் மைண்ட், ஹாப்பியஸ்ட் மைண்ட், மூடி மைண்ட், போத் ஐ ஆம் த நோவர். சோ க்ளூமி மைண்ட், ப்ளூமி மைண்ட், போத் ஐ ஆம் த நோவர். சோ த நோவர் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட் மாடிஃபிகேஷன், மென்டல் மாடிஃபிகேஷன் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த மைண்ட். சோ ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மா, மைண்ட் இஸ் அனாத்மா, இட் இஸ் ஜ்ஞேய வஸ்து. மைண்ட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஐ ஆம் நாட். That is the corollary we have to derive. So, in Vedanta, we have to note Bhokta and Bhokta is a mixture. Jnata, Bhokta, Jnata, Bhokta, both are one and the same. Jnata means knower, Bhokta means enjoyer. Jnata, Bhokta endowed with three components. Mind plus Chidabhasa, RC plus OC. Okay. Mind plus Chidabhasa, RC plus what's body mind complex plus Chidabhasa plus Chit. So I am Brahma, Bhokta, sometimes Shastra use for the Jiva. Jiva, that means Shastra use the word sometimes experiencer knower to OC also. Sometimes it used to the Ahankara also. So by seeing the context, we have to understand. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Upadrashtana Mantacha Karta Bhokta. He says, Bhokta. So Bhokta, when you say Paramatma is the Bhokta, you have to take Osi, Lakshartha. When you take Ahankara, Bhokta, suffering, the Osi, you should not take Osi. Vachyartha, I Lakshartha. You have to see the context. Based on the context only, you have to choose them. Based on the context. These are all corollaries we have to derive from this shloka. Further also, it comes later also, we can see the points. Next shloka we will read. Because I, the bhokta, or the knower, only OC, original consciousness, can never become the knower. Why I am talking about mixture? Mind, sukshma shariram, stula sukshma shariram plus RC plus OC, five components I have concised into three components now. Okay. Sharira trayam, RC plus OC, shuddha chit or pure consciousness can never be the knower. Pure consciousness can never be the enjoyer. Yes? Pure consciousness, kevala chit, can never be the knower or enjoyer. Then you can take, only mind can be the knower or enjoyer. Mind only knows so many everything. Mind only enjoying enough. Mind is jadam, by itself it cannot know anything. It cannot illumine anything. It is matter, jadam. What about Chidabhasa? Only Chidabhasa can illumine. Chidabhasa doesn't exist without Chit. Isn't it? That sun is reflecting in the mirror. Can that mirror by itself illumine the room, dark room, without original sun? Where is the sun reflection in the mirror without original sun? to have that reflected sun in the mirror, you must have original sun. So you put the mirror focusing to the dark room, so sunlight is not coming directly to the room, suppose, and you are bringing the light through the reflected mirror. Now, among these three, which one is required to get light? Mirror, reflected sun, and original sun. To get light in a dark room, which one is important among these three? All the three. Without mirror, what original sun do? Original sun. Without mirror, reflected sun cannot form. Reflected sun cannot exist without original sun. Without mirror, reflected sun cannot form. So three are important. Very important point. You have to meditate upon this. Similarly, mind, reflected consciousness and original consciousness put together, bhokta. Mind plus reflected consciousness plus original consciousness put together, jnata. Shuddha Brahman cannot say, I am the knower. Shuddha Brahman, Shuddha. Cannot say, I am Brahman. Even I cannot say, I am enjoyer. I cannot say, I am knower. So I have to thank the mind. Mind plus RC plus OC put together alone knower. When I say I am Brahman, Pramata, Jnata, knower, here he says Jnata Brahma. Among these three, Jnata Brahma means RC or mind or OC. Jnata Brahma, the knower is Brahman. In these three, you cannot say mind is Brahman. RC is Brahman, you cannot say. Who is Brahman? OC. In that component, when we say Brahma, you are focusing on OC. Context purtama we have to take. As a samsari bhokta. Bhokta, no, samsari also is suffering, no? So that time it goes to whom? Arzi. Siddhavasa, sahita manaha, suffering. That is also bhokta. Here, think over. Go home and think. Therefore, bhokta, if you take, I travel after the death. Jiva travels after death. Who travels? Oshi travels or mind plus Chidabhasa travels? I travel. To say I also, three components are there. I travel means what? Oshi or RC plus mind. RC sahita manaha. Mind plus RC travels. Even Sthula Shriram cannot travel. Therefore, Oshi travels. OC need not travel. Why? Very good. 100 marks. Okay. Next shloka. It is Vedanta Dindimaha. It's not my declaration. It is Vedanta Dindimaha. Quotations also he has given from Keno Upanishad. Shrotrasya Shrotram Manaso Manaha Pranasya Pranaha. That I am the prana of prana, mind of the mind, eye of the eye, ear of the ear, because of me only they are functioning. Ramiva bhanta manuhati sarvam, that also. I am only illumining the sun, moon, everyone. I am means, suppose, I am the illuminator of the sun and moon. Which eye? OC or RC or mind? OC. Now I consider all of you are advanced students because you are giving nice answers. Iti Vedanta Dindi Mahan. Next shloka we will read. Fifth shloka. Sukha dukha padarthau dvau.
பிரிய விப்ரிய காரகம் சுகம் பிரம்ம ஜகத் துக்கம் இதி வேதாந்த ரிந்திமஹ.
Another important point, these are all very very important slokas for manana nididhyasana, contemplation, reflecting upon the teaching. He is giving crux of the Vedanta. You cannot go and search everywhere which mantra I have to chant. If you read these slokas, very very nice for nididhyasana. When I am the knower, when I am the enjoyer, jnata bhokta, we have completed jnata bhokta. Atma is the jnata, atma is the bhokta, anatma is jneyam, anatma is bhogyam. When we say I am bhokta, there are two means what I am when I say RCOC. வியாவகாரிக ஐ சவிகார போக்தா, சவிகார ஞாதா. ஆர் சி அண்ட் மைண்ட் அண்டர்கோயிங் எ சேஞ்ச் டு நோ சம்திங். வென் யூ ஆர் லிசனிங் டு மை கிளாஸ், யுவர் மைண்ட் இஸ் சேஞ்சிங் ஆர் நாட்? இட்ஸ் சப்போஸ் டு சேஞ்ச். Suppose it is not changing, you cannot understand anything. It has to undergo a change. Siddhabhasa sahita manaha is undergoing a change, and you are receiving my words and converting into your own understanding. Something sound is entering into your ears. I hope something is just inside. So that is called savikara jnata, savikara bhokta. When it comes to voti, savikara or nirvikara? I am nirvikara bhokta, I am nirvikara jnata. Another corollary. When I say I am the knower of everything, everything, and everything is important, I am voti or arti? Voti. ஐதி ஓசி சவிகாரா ஆர் நிர்விகாரா? சேஞ்சிங் பிரின்சிபல் ஆர் சேஞ்ச் லெஸ் பிரின்சிபல்? சேஞ்ச் லெஸ் பிரின்சிபல். தென் ஐ ஹாவ் டு சே ஐ ஆம் த நோவர் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங். வென் ஐ சே வாட் ஐ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், ஐ ஆம் நிர்விகார போக்தா, ஐ ஆம் நிர்விகார ஜ்ஞாதா. வித்தவுட் அண்டர் கோயிங் எனி மாடிஃபிகேஷன், ஐ ஆம் த நோவர் ஓசி nirvikara. Of course ahankara is savikaram, it is undergoing a change. So changing ahankaram vechinde na enna sollano, I am changeless aham, changeless aham. I am the bhokta and jnata. When I am changing jnata and bhokta, I am vyavaharika satyam. Vachyartha I. When I am changing karta, the knower and the enjoyer, changing vyavaharika, husband, wife, ahankara. I am changeless knower, I am changeless enjoyer. When I say, I am nirvikara sakshi chaitanyam. இந்த மாதிரி பழகணும். You have to jump here and there, no? Jump and don't jump physically. You have to, no, sort out there and there. Then and then you have to sort out. Then it is very interesting. Now he says another pair, sukha dukha padarthau dvau. There are two padarthas again. There are two entities. One is sukham, another is dukham. We know very well. Sukha means pleasure. Sukha means sukham, pleasure. Dukha means pain, sorrow. There are only two in this world. What? Sukha and Dukkha. Sukha and Dukkha, though, what they do? What is their lakshanam? Sukha gives priyam. Whatever I like, priya. Priya vipriya karakau. They are the cause. Karakau means they are the cause for priya and vipriya. When it gives sukham, it is priyam for you. It is priyam. You like it. Priyam. When you don't like it, vipriyam, it gives dukkham anartham. For priya, that which gives priya means pleasure. Under PP. Okay. Priya, pleasure anartham. Vipriya. Vipriya or apriya. Okay. That which is not pleasing to me, that which gives dukkham. Dukkham is vipriyam, sukham is priyam. What you like, sukham or dukkham? That's why it is priyam. Sukham you like, that's why it is priyam. What is priyam for you? Not premium. Priyam. What is priyam for you? What you like. What you desire, what you like. Sukham, sukham I want. Comfort, pleasure. What you don't like? Vipriyam. I don't like it. Why? It gives dukkham. Whatever gives dukkham, that vipriyam, I don't like it. I dislike it. That's why nivritti. I go away from that. Some people, wherever they give happiness. Some people, whenever they give happiness. Vipriya, priya. Priya, vipriya, na. Sukha dukkha padartha dvau priya vipriya karakau. They cause like and dislike. If it is sukha it gives, it is priyam for me. That object. If it gives dukkha, it is vipriyam for me. I don't like it. That means what we can come to conclusion, that object I don't like, this object I like. That object I don't like because it gives dukkham. This object I like because it gives sukham. Shastra says your estimation is wrong. Object is neither sukha vishaya nor dukkha vishaya. Object is neither priya vishaya nor vipriya vishaya. Why? How do you know? Now you have to do some extrapolation. What is that? Rasagulla. Okay, we take Rasagulla. Rasagulla is priyam for me. I like it. Why? When I eat Rasagulla, I get sukham. Ananda. I get sukham. Okay? Therefore, Rasagulla is priyam for me. Second Rasagulla also? Priyam for me because it gives sukham. What about third Rasagulla? That also gives priyam. Sukham for me, that's why it is priyam for me. Fourth Rasagulla. Fifth Rasagulla. Priyam, sukham. Priyam, sukham. What about seventh, eighth Rasagulla? I don't want solemn. It is not priyam. What happened that priya Rasagulla? Now it became vipriyam. Because it is dukkha karanam and the sugar is shooting up. Sugar is shooting up. Same Rasagulla, first Rasagulla is sukha karanam, therefore priyam. Seventh Rasagulla is vipriyam because it is dukkha karanam, dukkha karakam. Therefore you will become obese and a lot of problems and comes. And first vomiting comes. Anything, therefore what? Why I am telling, no object is priya vastu or vipriya vastu by itself. That sukham also, second line you see what he is telling. Sukham brahma. The sukham is called brahma. What about dukkham? Jagat dukkham. జగత్ దుఃఖం, దుఃఖం జగత్. ద ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్ నేయ ప్రపంచ, భోగ్య ప్రపంచ, ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ వాట్ బాడీ మైండ్, ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ బాడీ మైండ్ దుఃఖమయం. ఇమీడియట్లీ వన్ క్వశ్చన్ విల్ కమ్, స్వామిని హౌ ది ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ కెన్ బి దుఃఖమయం, దుఃఖం? వి ఆర్ గెటింగ్ హ్యాపీనెస్, నో పొంగల్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు కమ్ విద్ ఇన్ టూ డేస్, విఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు ఈట్ పొంగల్, విఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు ఎంజాయ్ ఫర్ 3 డేస్. హౌ కెన్ యూ సే దెర్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ దుఃఖ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్? ఐఎమ్ వెయిటింగ్ ఫర్ పొంగల్ హాలిడేస్ ఆల్సో, 4 డేస్ హాలిడేస్ ఐఎమ్ గెటింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ సో ఎంజాయబుల్. హౌ కెన్ యూ సే దెర్ ఇస్ దుఃఖం ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్? Shastra says, I accept that sukham in the world. Huh? I accept that sukham in the world, but that sukham is also coming from Brahman only. That sukha, what you are enjoying, that pongal, you are going to enjoy the time of pongal, that sukha is not coming out of pongal, not coming from the world, not coming from the near and dear people. From where it is coming? It is coming from our good old Brahman. Bimbananda alone is reflecting. When you are enjoying in the world through any object, that sukha, that ananda belongs to Brahman. Brahma sukhaswarupam, that Brahmananda only you are enjoying over bit, wee bit of pratibimbananda rupena rasagulla anandaha atmananda eva anubhavananda rupena agacchati. Why? There cannot be ananda in anatma vastu. It is not possible. That is Atma Sukhaswarupam. Atma alone is Ananda Swarupam. The Ananda is coming from the Brahman only. Therefore it is not Vishayananda. It is Brahmananda reflection. It is Brahmananda reflection. It is not the Ananda you are getting from object Vishaya. That is, you know, that example, dog, dry bone example. I don't want to tell you that. You know that. Like that, every Vishaya, how that Sukha is coming? Another interesting analysis. How that Sukha, Pratibimba Ananda, పుత్రానంద, పుత్రి ఆనంద, గృహ ఆనంద, లడ్డు ఆనంద, పొంగల్ ఆనంద, ఆల్ హౌ దే ఆర్ కమింగ్, ఈవెన్ ద ఫ్రాక్షన్ ఆఫ్ మూమెంట్ సెకండ్, హౌ ఐఎమ్ గెటింగ్ ఇన్. శాస్త్రం సేస్, వెన్ యువర్ మైండ్ ఇస్ సాత్విక్ ప్లెజెంట్, వెన్ యూ లైక్ దట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, యువర్ మైండ్ బికమ్స్ సాత్విక్. దెన్ దట్ సాత్విక్ మైండ్, వాట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ ఇన్ దట్ సాత్విక్ మైండ్? దిస్ Bimbananda reflects. Bimbananda means Atmananda. Atmananda means Brahmananda. Brahmananda Sukharupa Brahma reflects in the sattvic mind. Then Dukkha, how Dukkha coming in? When you are under a sad, gloomy condition, the mind is predominantly rajasic. Either rajasic predominantly or tamasic little. Rajasic and tamasic, that mind cannot reflect the sukha of that Brahman in itself. Therefore, that time you have dukkham. When you are in rajasic and tamasic nature, your mind is fully soaked with, saturated with rajasic and tamasic, that time Atmananda will not reflect in that mind. After that time, that object will become vipriyam, dukkha karanam. That is the first Rasagulla when you see mind is Satvik and Arham. Atmananda reflects there. Even music or dance or anything for that matter. Every object in the world, even relation with a person. Any relation also like that only. First time when you say, hi. Hi, you say, very nice. That time, mind is Satvik. You are so happy that Atmananda is reflecting in that Vishaya. Now you are thinking that because of that person you are happy. That is not. If because of that person you are happy, that person must give happiness all the time. But it is not so. After some time of relation, the same person you pray for him, if what his behavior, I don't like it. Same person became vipriyam. Why? Same person only, no? Same person. Why now he is dukkha karanam? That is why divorce. I want to take divorce. Why? This person is dukkha karanam, therefore vipriyam for me. I dislike. Because the mind is in rajasic nature. Ananda cannot reflect there. After marriage immediately, first time, priyo priyam. honey, priyam. அது அப்புறம் என்ன சொன்ன 6 மாசம் மோகம். அந்த மோகம் எல்லாம் போச்சு சுவாமி நீங்க. அது மாதிரி எல்லா பொருளும் எல்லா ஆப்ஜெக்ட் அப்படிதான். ஈவன் நியூ ஹவுஸ் வென் யூ பை ஆஹா ஆனந்தம் கிரக ஆனந்தம் தட் ஓம் ஹவுஸ் பிளாட் ஓன்லி ஓகே 700 ஸ்கொயர் ஃபீட் பிளாட் this person is flying. So what happened? And afterwards, you know the complaints galore about that flat. It's a priyam or apriyam? Dukkha karanam and a neighbor problem. So therefore, first time when you enter, your mind is sattvic, Atmananda reflects. You are thinking Ananda coming from house. Same house? Now I am trying to shift it. Oh, Shivana. Therefore, Sukham Brahma, Jagat Dukham. No happiness. Look at your flashback, you know? Flashback. How many objects? How many people we loved and we liked so much, afterwards how much we have, developed hatred towards them. And you see, this is the whole thing, drama is in the mind. Sattvic mind is able to reflect the Atmananda. Tamasic, Rajasic mind is not able to reflect the Atmananda. But you and all people, are mistaking the ananda coming from the object. Now, is there sukham in the world? Is there sukham in the world? Can you say? Are you dare to say now? Are you dare enough to say, is there sukham in the world? No, not at all. Sukham is not there. Then where is sukham? Where? Don't ask. I am Sukha Swarupam Brahma. If you say where, it goes again. Okay. Space limitation comes. Very nice analysis. Are you enjoying? Big lesson. This is next shloka. Samashti Vyashti Rupau Dvau Padarthau Sarvasammatau Samashtirishvaro Vyashtihi Dhiho Vedanta Dindimaha Dhiho Vedanta Dindimaha. in the previous shlokas he gave that one paramarthikam, one vyavaharikam. Sukham brahma paramarthikam, dukham jagat vyavaharikam, atma paramarthikam, anatma vyavaharikam, bhokta paramarthikam, bhogyam vyavaharikam. But in this shloka he gives two vyavaharikam only, Ishvara and Jivaha. Samashti vyashti rupau dvau padarthau. There are two padarthas entities. One is samashti, total. Another is vyashti, individual. For example, ocean is samashti. Bubble or wave is vyashti. Forest is samashti. A tree is vyashti. Vyashti means micro. Samashti means macro. So that vyashti samashti. What are there? Vyashti samashti. This body is vyashti. Whole world is samashti. These two are there. Sarva sammata. Every philosopher, every system of philosophy, everyone accepts this. Sarva sammata. Acceptable to everyone. So what? That samashti, he Ishvaraha. Ishvara is known as samashti. Or samashti is known as Ishvaraha. What about vyashti? Jivaha vyashti. Who says? It is Vedanta Dindimaha. Vedanta says the total universe, Jneya Prapancha, everything is Ishvaraha, and this Jivaha is Vyashti Samashti. Vyashti Samashti both are mutually depending. Ishvara is depending upon Jiva, and Jiva is depending upon Ishvara. Ishvara is depending upon Jiva for creation. Or create pannana manna nama karma pannana or create pannana mudiyo. Illiyo? So we want to born, we want to be created by whom? By Ishvara. That is why we say man is a social animal. We are all depending, mutually depending upon the total. I, the individual, depending upon the total. Total is depending upon me. I am depending upon what? No, Swami, I am independent. You may be independent candidate in politics, but you are not totally independent. Why? You are depending upon so many people for your survival. Even to take breath, the breathing also going on, you are depending upon what? Trees are giving what? Oxygen. They are depending upon you. How? You are giving CO2. CO2 and then 3 more. Appa, Rani. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om. Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.